Yeah, Vaughn, you know, we were talking about how you never got a sack on Andrew Luck. Just talk about, was there anything different in your game plan that you wound up with three?
I think it's just different energy, you know, coming to this game. You know, I just came into the game with the mindset I'm going to rush hard every single play. You know, I try to fight through the chips and just be there for my guys. And, you know, today, you know, energy was positive. I was able to get there, was able to, you know, fight out some chips, fight through a couple of bull, you know, rushes and being able to get there. We had great coverage. You know, the no-fly zone did a fabulous job today, and we were able to get some sacks.
Vaughn, did you say anything to Shane? I know he's your little bro. After he scored a touchdown, obviously you aided in that. And second part of my question is, do you think he wore them down in the fourth quarter?
Oh, yeah, I did see Shane, and I was like, man, Shane, they took away the touchdown. And he was like, what? Panic. You know, I got to mess with him a little bit. But, you know, even when it's, you know, with Shane, you know, that's like a little brother to me. Even when it's good, you know, I just try to find a way to, you know, poke at him to, you know, get him going, you know, even more. You know, it was a great job, phenomenal job today, but don't tell him I said that. Oh, I don't think it was just a wearing them down, you know, type of, you know, it's still the second game in the season, you know. No team is really built up the endurance to go, you know, a whole game. So I just tried to, you know, keep my ears back and, you know, rush the pass. I got the best secondary in the National Football League behind me, and I just put my ears down and just rushed.
Hey, Vaughn, at 26-20, inside 2 minutes, Andrew Luck, what's the feeling as you guys run back out on the field?
It's time to close. You know, they got to score, they don't have no timeouts. You know, we're going to rush. You know, the secondary, Chris DeLee, you know, those guys are going to lock. And we're just going to rush. And that was the mindset that we went into it, and it worked out for us.
You know, coming into this game, another one of the game lines was that the Colts and Luck had sort of had your number a bit, winning a 9 of the last 10. And for you guys to come out there and really kind of harry him and pressure him, was there something that you guys were kind of talking to each other about before the game or during the game to
I've played Andrew Luck, and, you know, in the Pro Bowl and four times. You know, you really don't need a rah-rah speech, you know, going against, you know, Andrew Luck. He's one of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. It's like going against a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees. You know, you just automatically get up for the game. You know, he can make every single throw. You know, he can run the ball. He's not going to take no for an answer. He's not just going to lay down and give you a sack. You know, he had a 30-20 that he ran for. So he's a great quarterback. There's really no pep talks needed. You know, we were all, you know, stoked and ready to go.
Vaughn, it seems like this defense tonight is defensive momentum. A couple of good plays happen, and it steamrolls from there. How fun is it when that begins to happen, when that clicks out on the field?
I mean, it's fun when you're out there making plays. It's fun when you're out there doing your job. You know, it's fun to, you know, take the coaching and apply it, you know, to the game. You know, Coach Pug, he's done a great job in the outside linebackers room, and he had us ready to go. You know, we had tips, reminders. You know, he was on top of every single play. Coach Pug did a great job getting us ready to go this game.
Vaughn, DeMarcus goes down with that injury. He means so much to you. Did you feel like a little bit of extra pressure to say, like, okay, I got to do even more because we're without Ware?
No, it was the same type of, you know, mentality to me. We got, Shaq, Shane, and Dakota. All those guys are great rushers. And it was just time for those guys to play a little bit more. And throughout the game, we try to find, you know, series to get those guys in there and make plays, give us a rest, and, you know, to get them acclimated to the game. So they're a great, you know, tandem. They're a great team. Shaq, Shane, and Dakota. And whenever they got the opportunity to get in there, they took full advantage of it. But I feel like, D-Ware, he's battled some injuries. He'd be right back, though. That's just the type of, you know, pro that he is. He'd be able to fight through it. He'd be right back.
Last few games, I've seen you beat Roethlisberger and Brady and take apart Cam a couple times and get Luck today. I start to feel sorry for him. Do you ever feel sorry for the other quarterback?
I mean, I got to get mine too. You know, what type of, you know, pass rusher would I be? You know, feeling sorry after I sack him. You know, it's what I'm supposed to do. You know, I feel good. I feel great when I get him on the ground. You know, that's why I dance and do all the other crazy stuff that I do. When we get to the quarterback, that's what we live for. You know, I'm a pass rusher, and whenever you can go out there and do your job, you know, that's why, you know, Mr. Elway, they brought me into this organization to do. And it feels great to, you know, live up to it. It feels great to, you know, live up to the expectations that we have for ourselves on defense. And it feels great to go out there and get a win like we did today.
Final two, Nate, and then Sam.
Von, Andrew Luck kind of famously, it is said that he will compliment players when they hit him or sack him. Did you get any compliments
from Luck today? He did, yeah. The second sack we got him, he was like, you know, good sack. And I just went trying to hear it. I was like, man, get back. You know, I'm trying to hear all that, man. We're coming all night, you know, and trying to get us to lull us to sleep. You know, he's a great guy. And some he tries to bring the, you know, great guy mentality on top on, into the game and onto the football field. And, you know, for me, you know, I have the utmost respect for him. You know, but after a sack, I'm not trying to, you know, hear none of that stuff. I'm trying to go celebrate with my guys.
Last question, Sam. Vaughn, you guys had a few penalties and Luck converted on a long third and long. Did you guys get frustrated at any point on defense, or did you kind of know that you would eventually wear them down in the fourth quarter?
The third and 20, and he scrambled for 20 yards, it's frustrating. You know, we got all the rushes in the world. We got all the schemes. We got all the calls, you know, and for him to run for 32, that's definitely, you know, frustrating. To come out there in the second half and let him drive down the field and score a touchdown, that's definitely frustrating. But we got a resilient team. We play against great teams every single week. You know, they're going to make plays. We just got a resilient bunch on the defense and on the offense, and we just keep on fighting, and, you know, we just take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you, guys.